This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The town of Normal passed its next budget last night, talked more about the much-talked-about Metro Zone agreement, and discussed the town council's public comment rules. In the studio, as he is most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings, is Mayor Chris Koos. Chris, thanks for coming in today.
Good afternoon.
The Metro Zone agreement is not dead?
In our opinion, it is not dead. We are holding to the letter of the law and the agreement. The agreement can't be altered or rescinded without the agreement of both parties, and that's our position going forward.
Is this semantics? In effect, is it dead?
That's hard to say. That's a very hard question to say. If you talk to three or four of Bloomington aldermen, their answer would be absolutely it is. If you talk to a couple of others, they'd say, well, it may be, but, you know, we'd like to see something happen on a more collegial ground. If you ask the town of Normal people, they're going to say no.
When or maybe never is the answer, but when will the town move on?
You know, we're going to have some little discussions on that going forward. I see this as going in parallel. I see trying to figure out the Metro Zone on one timeline and figuring out how we do the rest of the things in our community collaboratively or not on another timeline.
How likely is it, do you think, Bloomington would actually reopen the negotiations? You said four or five council members probably don't want to go there.
Wow, that's a question you're going to have to ask them. I think we kind of asked it in a firm but polite manner last night, so it's kind of in their court right now.
What was the strategy behind the strongly worded news release last week that called Bloomington a competitor, not a partner, and demonstrably untrustworthy? What's the end game there?
I think frustration. I think there was a lot of frustration that boiled up. Frankly, you should have seen the first version of that statement. And I think it spurs from the fact that there was so little discussion and the portrayal that there was all this active discussion, I think, really made us mad. And so we reacted accordingly.
Lashing out never helps, though, does it?
Well, no. But sometimes you do it anyway.
You felt better afterwards, perhaps. So there was no effort to reframe the conversation from the amount of money that's been exchanged in the agreement to more of a focus on the actual partnership?
Never. So the only discussion that we had that I was involved in was, are you willing to talk about doing this, extending the agreement, modifying the agreement, rescinding it over a period of time? Are you willing to do any of those? And the answer was, we feel that from Bloomington, they felt that their only option was to rescind the agreement without discussion and then reopen negotiations and talks.
So I have to ask if there's something else going on here. It seems like a lot of strong words, a lot of angst on both sides for what amounts to $1.2 million over 1 year or $2.4 million over 2 years. Not small change, but is it worth the damage that's occurring to the relationship between the town and the city?
I think my counsel was very clear and very descriptive and demonstrative in the fact that the larger issue is how do we move forward with an agreement when we have a partner that won't talk to us about how we deal with the current agreement. I think that's the issue. I think the level of trust, as I said before, we'd had agreement verbally from five aldermen in the city of Bloomington to put the brakes on this thing and have a discussion. But at the end of the day, when the vote was taken, there were only two that held that position.
Well, let's talk about future agreements. In the news release from the town of Normal last week, it states Mayor Renner has been using BN Advantage to justify the Metro Zone action. In fact, the actions of Mayor Renner and the city council directly contradict the collaborative mission of BN Advantage. Unilateral action is not collaboration, end quote. Can you briefly discuss BN Advantage? What is it and what impact this spat between the municipalities might have on that economic development effort?
Well, Bloomington Normal Advantage is an economic development policy or program, if you will. It's not an entity like EDC or the Chamber. And the idea was that we have much more to offer potential businesses and our current businesses if we are going together as one entity with a common cause. And part of that, I think Paul Harmon explained it very well last night in his comments, and you might want to refer back to those. To take agreements like the Metro Zone, which was kind of textbook from what BN Advantage described as future collaborations, and say this is no longer viable and we don't want to talk about it. Well, of course, people are saying, well, what is it? Are you collaborative? Are you promoting as a region? Or are you, siloing up?
So where does this economic development project go from here? Is BN Advantage dead?
I'm not going to say that. I don't feel that way. Is it damaged? Yes. Can it be resolved and move forward? I would certainly hope so. But it's going to take all the parties to agree to do that.
What are the options? The town is weighing now. Where do you go from here?
We haven't started the discussion on that. You know, we've kind of kicked around it a little bit, but
You're looking at intergovernmental agreements.
Yeah.
You may have to cut $1.2 million out of the budget.
If we don't get agreement, we're definitely going to have to cut $1.2 million out of our budget. And that's going to be difficult. That's not going to be an easy thing to do. We run a pretty lean budget. The community demands that, and we respond to that. So, we're going to have to take a look at that. But again, I think my personal choice would be to move in those parallel timelines that I was talking about. I don't think one wholly depends on the other. There is interdependency, but I think the two can move together.
So one of those parallels might be continue to talk about the Metro Zone, but also continue to cooperate with BN Advantage.
Yeah.
Litigation, is that still on the table?
We haven't talked about it.
That's not a yes or a no.
Well, we haven't talked about it. You know, we purposefully did not engage in that. We know people wanted a quick answer, or are you going to sue them or not? We didn't feel that was an appropriate path to take. So is it an option? Of course it is. But we haven't made any decisions or had any discussions.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Terry Renner is in next week. You're listening to Mayor Chris Koos in today. What do you want to say about the budget that was approved last night?
I think the strength of the budget, given some trying times, you know, this community is seeing some issues with sales tax coming in. Our workforce is declining a little bit, so our state share of income tax is going down. I thought the budget did a very good job of responding to that while trying to be an eye on the future and being open to growing this community. I think there was very good discussion on debt management, the amount of debt that the town has, its ability and capacity to handle that debt easily. Talking about pension funding, too. It's a big issue in the state of Illinois, but the state said you need to be fully funded in your pensions, or 90% funded in your pensions by 2040. Our goal is to be 100% funded, and we're moving to that goal.
There's a fee increase, a sewer rate hike. How big and why?
That has not been done. It's in the budget as a future.
So a separate vote on that?
Yeah, there has been no vote on that. And there's a sewer study that either is underway or will be done pretty soon to kind of give us some reference on what we may or may not need to do.
Any other fee or tax hikes in this budget?
Not that I'm aware of.
Let's talk about transportation and mobility for a moment. First, an uptown traffic study, that's in the budget. Uptown 2.0 has some significant changes regarding traffic patterns around Uptown. What is the Far Associates Master Plan trying to accomplish, and what will the town be looking at?
Well, it's trying to accomplish a number of things. It's trying to accomplish movement through the new section of the Uptown in maybe a little traffic calming way where people would slow down and see what's there. Better use of the roads, adopting a complete street standard for that, and taking a look at how one-way patterns on Mulberry and College may or may not affect future development along that corridor.
So yeah, some one ways around uptown. College of Mulberry may turn into two ways.
Correct. Now, you know, these are all recommendations from the fire group, and they acknowledged we're not traffic engineers. You know, we have an understanding of this, but the theories that we are espousing need to be tested by a traffic study.
And that's the reason for the traffic study in the next budget. I think it was about $100,000.
Correct.
Staying on mobility for a moment, sidewalks. Bloomington has a sidewalk master plan. What is the state of the town's sidewalks?
The town has had what we call a 50-50 program, where if a homeowner wants to replace some sidewalks, we'll pay 50% of it on the front. Now, if we see an area where the homeowner can't afford it, is unwilling to do it, and the sidewalks reach a state of significant disrepair, or we have situations where you have slabs heaving because of trees, things like that, we'll go ahead and do those. And usually it's people raising the awareness of it to us and saying, hey, we got a problem.
Not a lot of money in the $132 million budget, $50,000. Is that an increase? And you mentioned that is part of the town's 50-50 plan?
Yes, it is part of the town's 50-50 plan. I couldn't answer if it's an increase or not. That's roughly the amount of money we allocate.
What kind of focus is there on uptown with this budget?
There's not a significant focus. There are some things that still need to be done in the uptown. We've still got two very large redevelopment sites. We have some activity around those sites, but nothing that we can say we may have to budget for that. I think what we're looking at in the long term, you know, we're putting some numbers out there in years 3, 4, and 5, but I can guarantee you those will change because we don't know enough about the landscape to say those are firm numbers.
$600,000 for land acquisition south of the tracks. Is there a particular parcel in mind, or is there just this is just a some money to move forward when land becomes available?
Yes.
so both.
I don't have to remind you, land acquisition issues are usually done quietly. There's a myriad of reasons for it, and they're protected by Open Meetings Act. So there's... To my memory or knowledge, there is no specific project we're going after.
That's Mayor Chris Koos. He stops by Sound Ideas every other Tuesday following Town of Normal Council meetings. State legislation has been introduced, inspired by the town's public comment section of council meetings. Is this why you're proposing a new public comment policy?
Not really. In fact, I'm pretty annoyed by this state senator, state representative in the Geneva area. You know, what's going on in the state... with the budget issues, he's worried about Town of Normal's public comment policy. I think he's got more important work to do. To give you an idea, this legislative session, there are 6,500 bills that have been filed. And we've been told by people who watch this very closely, roughly 800 of them will get to committee and out. And my guess is this is going to be one of them. What kind of influenced our public policy comment is a basket of things. Citizen concern, council concern. There were a couple of people on the council that felt we were too rigid on that. Advice from our legal staff. They were saying, you know, it might be too tight. We wanted to hear from the Attorney General. It's taking forever to hear from them. So a couple of conversations one-on-one with council members. I kind of saw that where the landscape was going, and asked them if they wanted to do it. And they all pretty much said, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
The current policy is once every 45 days, speakers have 2 minutes. There's a 10-minute limit for all speakers. How might the policy change? What did you ask for?
So what we're looking at is eliminating 45-day rule altogether. Come to any meeting, every meeting. 2 minutes to 3 minutes, and frankly, I always allowed 3 minutes. I never liked the two-minute rule. That's awfully brief. So as long as I've been doing this, I've been allowing 3 minutes of conversation, and we'll go to 20 minutes of public comment. Now, having said that, sometimes there are hot issues in the community, and we've done this before, we'll rescind the rules and allow 45 minutes of public comment, an hour's worth of public comment, depending on the issue and the public's need to elaborate what they're doing. We had those kind of issues with some student apartment developments years ago, some of the early Uptown projects. We had lengthy public comment sessions.
So some early discussion I heard, there was going to be a limit on how many times an individual could address the council, maybe 13 times a year.
Right.
Is
mm-hmm.
that still in the works? Or
no.
So
no.
Are you concerned then, based on what we see in Bloomington, that you might see what I call frequent flyers at the council meeting, where it's the same thing over and mm-hmm. over again? They adopt this stance where it sounds like the council is being scolded or talked down
right.
to. I don't know if that's – I guess I wonder if you think that's productive and if there should be more of a limit in terms of how many times someone can speak to the council.
Well, I don't approve of that. I don't think it's a good use of public comment to have people – get up and berate the council week in and week out. It accomplishes nothing, you know.
Aren't you opening that up, the normal council?
No, because we are still maintaining it has to be germane to the agenda. You can't get up and talk about how you think your councilman's doing. That's not an agenda item. And frankly, under our 45-day rule, we saw some people taking broad liberty with sneaking in comments that weren't germane to the agenda. We're going to be a lot tighter about that.
How often are public comments an opportunity to actually get anything done? If you come to the council and your first contact with council is to complain about something or ask about getting something done, does staff then circle back with that individual, or are there better ways to actually sort of have the first conversation?
Well, there's lots of ways to have a conversation. I get stopped on the street. I get emails. I'll get a phone call every now and then. I'll get people that'll talk to me before a meeting, things like that. And then we get public comment. Now, I won't argue with the statement that people that make public comment want it on the record and that's why they do it. I understand that.
And it could be a legitimate reason to do
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. No question of that. But there are a myriad of ways to get your point across to the council. Now, having said that, if you come and speak at a public comment and say, on this item, I don't agree with what you're doing. Well, there's not going to be any staff follow-up on that. You just made a comment. You don't agree.
Okay. Chris, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas, as always.
Always good to be with you.
Chris Koos is running for his fourth full term. Is that correct?
That's
as mayor?
That is correct.
The election is April 4th. You're listening to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.